Blessed Sabbath, dear family. We have come to the Children's Sabbath School lesson number 18. At this moment, we would like to request for opening prayer. If any one of the mommies or daddies or little ones would like to be able to open prayer, may you please come up to the mic.
Father, thank you for waking us up to smile. Just thank you for the stuff that you give us. Thank you for the food you give us. Just thank you for the day. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. We will begin the lesson number 18, Faith and Acceptance, Part 3. The following verse we'll be looking into is Mark 11:23. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. This week, boys and girls, we will learn not to doubt, but trust, and have always have faith in God. If anyone of the family would like to participate and read the following verses, please come up to the mic.
Matthew 14:28. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him, and said unto him, O thou little of faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?
Galatians 3:11 says, But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God is evident, for the just shall live by faith.
And why take ye thought for raiment, considered the lilies of the field, how they grow, they toil not, neither do that day spin.
And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith?
Psalm 17:7 says, Show thy marvelous loving kindness, O thou that shakest by the right hand them which put their trust in thee from those that rise up against them.
Praise the Lord. Let's continue in God's word in Steps to Christ, chapter 6, today, page 54 to 65. If any one of the family would like to take the next paragraph, please come up to the mic.
But even this parable, tender and touching as it is, comes short of expressing the infinite compassion of the Heavenly Father. The Lord declares by his prophet, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 2. While the sinner is yet far from the Father's house, wasting his substance in a strange country, the Father's heart is yearning over him, and every longing awakened in the soul to return to God is but the tender pleading of his spirit, wooing, entreating, drawing the wanderer to his Father's heart of love.
With the rich promises of the Bible before you, can you give place to doubt? Can you believe that when the poor sinner longs to return, longs to forsake his sins, the Lord sternly withholds him from coming to his feet, in repentance? Away with such thoughts. Nothing can hurt your own soul more than to entertain such a conception of our Heavenly Father.
He hates sin, but he loves the sinner. He gave himself in the person of Christ that all who would might be saved and have eternal blessedness in the kingdom of glory. What stronger or more tender language could have been employed than he has chosen which to express his love toward us? He declares, can a woman forget her suffering child that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Isaiah 49:15.
Praise the Lord. Boys and girls, we have a question. Since God is so loving, even when we sin, what does he do? If you have the answer to that question, please come up to the bubble.
He forgives us.
Praise the Lord. He hates sin, but he loves the sinner. We have another question, boys and girls. Because of God's great love for us, even as sinners, what has he given to us to remember him by? If you have the answer to that question, bubble up.
The answer is the Sabbath song.
Praise the Lord. What a lovely song. If the next family would like to take the next chapter, please come up to the Bible.
As you read the promises, remember they are the expression of unutterable love and pity. The great heart of infinite love is drawn toward the sinner with boundless compassion. We have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Ephesians 1:7.
We have one more chapter to be able to read. If the next family would like to take the next chapter.
Yes, only believe that God is your helper. He was to restore his mortal image in man as you draw near to him with confession and repentance. He will draw near to you with mercy and forgiveness.
Amen. Psalms 48 says, I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart.
We have come to the last question, boys and girls. How can we show we believe? The answer, if you have, please come up to the bubble.
Keep the Sabbath
keep
day.
The Sabbath day of holy.
If the family has the song that is on the screen, if you would like to sing it and share it in the room to pray fast, would you please raise your bubble?
Obedience is the very best way to show that you believe. Doing exactly what the Lord commands, doing it happily. Action is the key into obedience. The story will be seen. Obedience is the very best way to show that you believe. Sing it, O B E D I A N C E. Obedience is the very best way to show that you believe. Obedience is the very best way to show that you believe. Doing exactly what the Lord commands. Doing it happily. Action is the key to immediately a joy you will receive. Obedience is the very best way to show that you believe. We sing it. O, B, E, D, I, E, N, C, E. Obedience is the very best way to show that you believe.
Colossians chapter 3, verse 20. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord.
Praise the Lord. We have come to the end of our Sabbath study for the children. Next Sabbath, we will start a new chapter, the test of discipleship, part 1. Now we have closing prayer. If any one of the family, mothers, or children would like to be able to do closing prayer, please come up to the mic.
Father God, you're our blessed God. You made us the right way. This is the happy Sabbath. We thank everybody be okay on the Sabbath day. Just thank you.
Yeah, Father God, please help everyone to be saved. I bless you for all our family. Auntie, Sheila, Alice, Adriana, Hall, Aunt Lou. This is the blessed Sabbath. Amen to the amen.
Mommy, I'm okay. Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus' name,
amen. Praise the Lord. Dear family, we have activities for the children. We hope and pray that it will be a blessing. And at this moment, we'd like to thank all the brethren that took participation in bringing the things together for the children, and let it be a blessing. May you have a blessed rest of the day.